Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And let's get it going.
Look, I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to be all right with it, yeah. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it, yeah. I just want to be all right with it. Yeah,
that was about as frustrating as a loss as it gets for the Celtics. I mean, you know, Ty, you and I were talking before Tatum went to the basket on Adebayo, and about how Tatum pulled up from three right to at the end of regulation, and you're like, he doesn't have a move. Well, he got by Butler to get to the hole, and then he gets stuffed by Adebayo. If that happened at the end of regulation, that would have been a little less frustrating because at least he went for a better shot. But now do you look at that three-point shot at the end of regulation from Tatum a little bit differently?
No, I mean, like, that's the only move he's confident in, is shaking a guy and getting him to fall asleep and shoot a three. I feel like he can get to the rim at will almost every time. It's a matter of getting by that help defender and not getting stripped. Like, that's his key, is that happens way too much with him. And I feel like he kind of falls in love, or gets way too confident or content, whatever phrase you want to use, with that step back jumper. And it's predictable. That's not why they lost tonight. Like, I don't want to make that the reason why they lost tonight. Like, they lost tonight because they can't close in the fourth quarter. I don't get why they can't close in the fourth quarter. They have great ball movement throughout the whole game. And Brad Stevens, who I'm sorry, like, he's a coaching genius according to everybody, but why are we calling ISOs in late shot clock situations? Like, just literally ISOs. No high ball screen, nothing. Just ISO. Basic play. Like, Matt, you're a coach. Like, that's as simple as play call. But, like, what did you think of the play calls down the stretch? It was like they had great ball movement throughout the game. And then when in crunch time, they don't do that anymore.
It was honestly the last 5 minutes of fourth quarter was the most frustrating basketball I've ever watched in my life. I thought I was watching the Rockets. That's what I thought I was watching. It was guys standing around, one guy dribbling for 24 seconds. Mm-hmm. It was honestly embarrassing. It was embarrassing that this was the team that I like, that I was watching. But then in overtime starts, and all of a sudden, first two possessions, they're moving the ball again. It's like, all you had to do is that for the last 5 minutes. You're up 10. Mm-hmm. If you can't close a game up 10 in the fourth quarter, I'm sorry, you're not getting to the NBA Finals. You're just not.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge step back I would say, for them. I don't think it's one that's necessarily going to dictate the series. I don't think it's going to turn into a five-game series like Ty thought. Obviously, you thought the Celtics were going to go and win it in five games. But I look at Kemba right now. We talked about him for a preview the other day. Coming into this night, we need to see more out of him. And I'm seeing times where Goran Dragic is giving him the business on the defensive end. And, I mean, Kemba should be able to do that. If he's feeling good, like Brad Stevens says he was, after after game seven, then why is he having so much trouble like he is? And it's not just getting by guys necessarily. It's also his three-point shooting. Tonight he went 1 for 9. I mean, he went 6 for 7 from the free throw line. Fine. But right now, I mean, Matt, who played better in this game? Brad Wanamaker or Kemba Walker?
Wanamaker.
I needed to hear you say it, not Ty.
He did.
Brad played well, but still, Kemba should be outplaying no matter what.
I mean, at the end of the day, Kemba hit what should have been the game-winning shot. But, you know, like Ty said, they can't close on either end. Tatum couldn't get a stop against Jimmy Butler. I mean, he made a tough shot, but, like, I don't know. It was just so predictable. Jimmy, why are you getting beat off the dribble? Let him shoot a jump shot. The dude shoots, like, under 30% from three. Like,
He wants a foul call. He's going to go to the rim every time. It should be predictable, like you said. You should know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know what sucks is, like, people say Jaylen Brown didn't have a great game. Jaylen Brown made actually really good plays throughout the game, like subtle plays, like a tip rebound. He got a rebound at one point for an extra possession. He got a tip rebound for a bucket. But you can't – the problem is the coach. Like, yo, involve him in any of the – he stood in the corner for 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I thought, Jimmy, look,
that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
You know what? There was a certain point where it seemed like every time down the floor, he's just hanging out in the corner. I was surprised by it. And look, we said it in the Raptors series. I know I said it at least that night that he goes 1 for 6. It was Jaylen Brown that went 2 for 12, I think it was, from the floor, and everyone went 1 for 6 or something along those lines, right? Tonight he goes 3 for 4 from three. I'm sorry, if that's Marcus Smart and he's shooting that well, like we saw, you're going to keep jacking up threes. Marcus Smart went 6 for 13 from three. Great. You know, he had a good night and everything. He made it. If not for him, they're not in this game because Kemba, you know, fell asleep. But Kemba, 1 for 9. I don't understand this where I have no problem with guys shooting through their problems. But when you're shooting well, you know, Tatum does it, just keep shooting. Why are we not trying to find Jaylen Brown more? He had his moments, Matt, throughout the game. I think he could have had a greater impact, but that was really like I don't know why he's not looking for his offense a little bit more too. Personally, I think there's a lot of points of frustrations in this loss.
You want to hear a great quote from Maddie Johnson just now? He just tweeted out: Bam Adebayo's block on Jason Tatum was the best defensive play I've ever seen in the playoffs.
It was pretty impressive. I won't lie.
Yeah, it was.
That was really.
It was like get you off your seat. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just saw that.
I can't. He's not. I don't know if it's the best ever. I mean, Magic would probably know better than us, but there's probably some recency bias. But I can't remember
the LeBron block against Golden State in Game 7.
Game 7. Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be the best defensive play I've ever seen. But I mean, I agree with Nick. You're taking the. That's what Tatum should have done in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Like, if that's what happens, you get blocked, so be it. But, mm-hmm. I don't know, to dribble the ball for 22 seconds and take a three like that, you put no pressure on the officials, you put no pressure on the defense, and four guys stood around. I don't know. I just don't like that. Because you know what? I know guys like guys who are closers, you know, the MJs, the coach, that's not the shot they would have taken.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not when you're up. Not when you're up. I'm sorry, when it's an even game at that point, what's the risk? I mean, you're waiting last second anyways. What, at worst, they poke it from you and then they get a three-quarters court shot? Oh, no. I mean, I know what you're saying, Ty. Like, when you look at it and he's not confident in it, and that's a problem in itself. Like, if he's not confident in going to the rim at the end of the game where he's a guy who's supposed to get calls, that's an issue too. But clearly he showed he can get by Jimmy Butler. He's confident enough to do it. Bam Adebayo just made it an all-time play. No matter what, that's an all-time play at the rim. Where is that in regulation?
I would have liked them to run some type of action to get like Tatum the ball in like the mid-post area. So, at least, all right. And if he does, and if they double him, at least you're creating offense. Now you're probably going to get a better looking shot if he dishes it out. But like to dribble it one-on-one with all five guys in the heat locked and loaded on defense and taking that shot just doesn't make any sense. Like, run some type of action to get guys in a position to score.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was really bad, poor coaching. Like,
I find it interesting, Ty, that's the first thing that gets touched on by you is the poor coaching out of Brad Stevens. When yesterday you're giving me heat, pun not intended, for saying that Eric Spoelstra is going to outcoach Brad Stevens in this series in Game 1, who was a superior coach.
We don't make one game sample sizes and judgments.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. In game one, who was right? I was.
I mean,
I'm going to make you say it's fine.
Game one, you were right, I guess. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I haven't reviewed the tape yet, so I can't make.
I think we all know based on the gut reactions. We're all on the same page. I think we can trust our guts. But more importantly, as much as we're not, this isn't necessarily a one game knee jerk reaction. But and again, pun not intended. But with Kemba Walker, what's going on with him? Ty, where do you stand? Because I know Lou was very vocal about on Twitter at least about how Kemba looked, and obviously we're all down. But where do you stand on him going forward after game one?
He stinks right now. His 3-point shot's not there. He's missing left and right. I think Scal actually talked about it at halftime on NBC Sports Boston that like he's missing left and right, and that's something you never see out of him. So that's concerning. I don't know if it's just I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if he's got no confidence in his shot. I don't know what it is. He's just flailing around. Yeah, he does just pounds the rock too much without actually doing anything. Gosh. Like, pass the ball if you're just going to do that, bro. Like, take two dribbles and make a move. There should be a dribble limit on Kemba. Like, you do it all the time in practice. Like, give this guy a dribble limit because he just takes 3, 4, 5, and then he'll move. Like, you just wasted 6 seconds before you did anything with the ball. You had 24 seconds. You wasted a quarter of the shot clock.
My question, Ty, is, like, maybe I just haven't really noticed, like, I don't know. Watching Kemba throughout the year, I've never seen – I was more frustrated with him tonight than I've ever been. But I don't think I've ever seen him dribble that many times to, like, try to get offense. I don't know if something – what's up. Maybe the Heat are playing good D. I don't know what it is, but I've never seen him dribble the crap out of the ball like he did tonight. It was like, mind-blowing. I didn't understand it.
I felt like in the first half of the game, he wasn't going to that mid-range step back. Like, even in that Toronto series, he wasn't going to that mid-range step back shot like that much.
Only in crunch time.
In the second half, he was doing – yeah, in crunch time, he was doing it. In the second half of this game, he was doing it. So I don't know if that's a move where, like, it actually, like, hurts his knee to do it. Like, that's his go-to money move. Like, go to it when you're struggling. He wasn't going to it until it mattered, in this game, so – that's something to keep an eye on is, like, why can't he find his shot? Just find even an open shot, he's missing threes, like, not even close. Right. So, I mean, he's the key to the series. But I think the reason why I picked five is because, like, look at the series, the game tonight. You had Tatum and Marcus Smart play well. You got nothing really from Kemba. And Jaylen Brown offensively didn't really do a whole lot. He didn't shoot a great percentage, 17 points, whatever. But he only had two of your big four – that's available go off. So you get a different big two and, you know, Kemba and Jaylen or Jaylen and Jason to go off. They win this game. Like, they should have blown out this team by 20. They were up by a dozen, like, three or four different times.
Yep. Yeah, was it 11 at going into the fourth quarter, Matt? I think it was.
Yeah, it was 12. And they came out with no sense of urgency. It was the same, you know, bullshit. It just, I, what makes me nervous is I just don't, like, losing a game like this, I don't think determines who wins the series. But it's concerning because, like Ty said, they just don't know how to close out a game. It just seems like – because up 10 in the fourth, you close that. Or up whatever they were with 2 minutes to go, you close that. And right. They were up in overtime, and they blew that. So it's just like, I don't know. They never, like, seem to make the right plays to build momentum to just step on someone's neck and close them out. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you 1,000%. But the other quarter I'm looking at too specifically for Kemba going into this next game, it seems like in all these games where he's struggled, because there have been a few games where he's done fine throughout the postseason, but more of late, obviously, he's had troubles. In the first quarter, it's like he's not shooting at all. He's not getting up shots, or he can't find his offense, whatever it is, not looking for it. I want to see what that looks like in this next game. Is he going to come out more aggressive? Is he going to come out, try and show, like, hey, I'm fine, I just had an off night, whatever? Because if he doesn't, at this point, with how much he's struggling, guys, I don't know how I can have faith in him after that, you know, after what we saw tonight, if he repeats that first quarter performance again, because he's just not doing anything then. If you're not going to do it in the fourth quarter, you got to come out, you know, throwing punches or something.
Well, you go back to the Raptors series. It was like game 4 or game 5 where they lost, and he said, like, I'll never be that conservative again in terms of my aggression. And the next game, he was the same. He wasn't able to find his offense, and he's still not able to find his offense. Mm-hmm. I think this is we've seen enough of Kemba in the last 3, 4, 5 games to know that him struggling to find his offense is not going to change overnight or to game 2. Like, this is who he is. I think I have no evidence. I've never seen him before, like, really this season. I never watched him in Charlotte besides highlights. Shocker. He might be hurt. Like, he's not playing to the Kemba that we all know and expect. So, like, he's not able to find his offense, which has never happened to him. So, I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it.
He has his certain moves that he normally goes to. Is a great point. He has his moves that he goes to, particularly his step back mid-range jumper. He's not doing it a lot. Why isn't he doing it? He can still do it once in a while. He's doing it in crunch time. You're probably right. Because guys are usually playing through shit no matter what. It's just how severe is it. And we know with Kemba, if his knee's bugging him, it's pretty severe. So I think you're right on there with that. Do you guys, Matt, do you have anything before we wrap things up?
They better win game two.
Yeah, otherwise.
I think it'd be a wrap.
Well, I mean, but that's it. We could have said, in the Raptors series, we thought the Raptors were done, you know, after the Celtics had won two games, right?
I just think that I really like the way that he play, like offensively, everything, and defensively. I just think they're tough. I don't know if you can spot them a two-game series lead. Obviously, you can't say it's definitely over. I'm just saying I think it'd be too big of a hole.
Right, but they didn't have Duncan Robinson tonight either. He was about 19 minutes. That was it, 2 of 7 from the floor.
Well, like I said, I think Duncan's going to struggle in this series, not offensively, but defensively, because they're going to go after him. That's what they did. I mean, he got in foul trouble. That's why he was out. But
one of the few things
they couldn't play him.
Yeah, one of the few things they did tonight. Wanamaker played well. Smart played well for the most part. But Ty, do you have any other thoughts heading into game two?
I think the biggest thing, the most important player in this whole series is Kemba Walker. Not even just offensively. They still continue to pick on him defensively. Like, Dragic was going at him. Whenever Jimmy Butler got switched on Kemba, he was going at him. So, I don't know. I think Kemba's really got to pick it up on both ends of the court for this team to win in game two. And, Matt, I totally agree with you. If they don't win in game two, you might as well call the series a wrap. Like, I know I said this was a series in five games in favor of the Celtics because they have way more talent. Like, it's just – it's so frustrating to – like, you guys keep saying it's so frustrating to watch this team because they're not putting that together.
Right.
They have so much talent. They're clearly more talented than Miami is.
Yes.
And they're not they're choking a 12-point fourth quarter lead. Like, that just can't happen in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, sometimes I have to tell – like, I tell myself – because I get frustrated with, like, Tatum and the stuff he does. At the end of the day, he's 22 years old. Like, I mean, this is stuff you got to learn. Like, he's got to learn – you got to learn how to close games and, like, the shots you take and when you take them, stuff like that. So, I mean – I think in the second game, this is a big game because I think, to me, they blew that game. So how do you come out and respond to game two says a lot about your team. So I have faith in them. I don't think they're going to lose. I think they win game two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I just think that's their makeup of their team. They're pretty connected and all that stuff. So I think they'll respond, but this was a tough game to watch.
One last thing. We got a question in the chat, or I guess a take. This is from Julie V, Matt's guy. Wanamaker might have played his way into a max contract from the Knicks another decade. Just wanted to throw that out there. So
that's probably true.
Yeah, probably. All right, we will game two is at 7, not the normal 6:30 time.
So we will talk to you live on Thursday.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah, I'm just trying to be all right with it. Yeah, I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. I'm just trying to spend the night with it. I just want to be all right with it. I'm just trying to see the light in it. I think we should take a ride with it. Hey, I got no resolutions. I'm just hoping for some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.